Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your boy at DJ Gloire right here, and we back on Ultimate Engines. And we're keeping it locked, we're keeping it real as usual. You know how we do it on the Ultimate Engines. Buckle onto your seatbelts because it's going to be a bumpy ride. And basically, today we'll be talking about your ideal first car. So if you've never driven, this is the show for you. If you're aspiring to drive, maybe you're doing your driver's license. What a coincidence. Well, this is the show for you. You do not want to miss out on this. So stay tuned. We're going to talk about a whole lot of interesting stuff, and I'll be giving you some personal tips. But just to kick start off the show, we're talking about your first car. And basically, I haven't yet driven my first car, just for personal experience and to share with you. I haven't driven my first car yet. And by the way, I believe I will be doing my driver's license this year, if not next year, but I'll make sure I won't postpone it. And as for today and our topic, we're just going to be talking about tips. What car do you think you should be driving? All the stuff that you need, basically. And yeah, you better listen to this because it's going to be awesome. We're talking about your ideal first car. And you know that exciting feeling once you've passed your driver's license and now you know you're getting your license and moving on to buying your car, the excitement. But also, we all know that it comes with a lot of fears. What if I bump and I've only recently started with my insurance? How is it going to affect me? Well, that's why you tuned into this show. And I'm going to be speaking about all that kind of stuff. So, yes, something else that I just want to share, basically. You know, I remember there was a time, like, from a young age, like, I don't know if it happens to all kids or is it just a boys thing, but from a very young age, you know, it's funny that we are keen on knowing how to drive. I mean, I know it's obvious as kids, we want to do a lot of things. A lot of things that we see adults doing is cool. But from a young age, basically, I've always wanted to drive. I used to see people driving and I used to envy them. Like, I remember when I was a kid, sometimes I used to ask my father to teach me how to drive and I used to force him to get me to drive. So what he would do is, because obviously I was too young, he would put me on top of his lap in the driver's seat and he would just put the handbrake down. And you know, obviously, once the handbrake is down, you don't have to do any control. The only thing that you're controlling is the brake, so your car doesn't bump. But basically, the car was moving by itself, and all he made me do was hold the steering wheel, which he did still help me control, which obviously I didn't know much, so for me it was like basically fun. And as I grew older, but I still wasn't old enough, I remember at that time I was in primary school, he told me, okay, since you want to drive so much, here's the keys, start the car, and if you can start the car, you can go. And this was the most awkward moment for me, because now I take the keys and I'm all excited, I'm thinking, sure, I finally get to move Dad's car. So I go in the car, I sit, and when I sit, I put the key in the ignition, and as I'm turning the car on, I hear the car engine goes on. Okay, mission accomplished. Now it's time to move the car. Yo, this is where the awkwardness came in. Guys, I was literally stuck in an awkward position in between two cars and I was battling to move a car. And the weird thing is that there were cars in front of me and at the back of me. And my dad wasn't even fazed. It's like he knew this was going to happen. I was revving and revving and revving and revving and revving and revving over and over and over, and the car didn't even move. That was like so weird. I was trying to move the car and the car didn't move, and I'm thinking in my head, like, what is going wrong? What step did I miss? And just to find out that after I got out the car, my mom told me, you actually were supposed to put down the handbrake. I was like, I don't know how can I explain that feeling. Like, I was so despondent at that moment. I was like heartbroken. I was like, that's all I had to do to move the car. I mean, I could have been gone. Who knows? Probably I would have even crashed that car. But luckily for them, my mom and dad, I didn't know how to do that. But basically, it was just a test to see whether I knew or whether I didn't know how to move a car. But he knew the story behind it. Anyway, that's just a side. So this is exciting. First time drivers. For people that are, maybe they're not driving for the first time, but they're about to buy their own first brand new car, this is the show for you. We're talking first ideal car, and like I said, everything that you need to know about having a first car, everything that you need to consider, whether it be insurance, expenses that you're going to have, and your distances, basically, everything that you need to take into precaution before buying your first car. And like I said, we're keeping it locked, so stay tuned.
Active FM. Christ music is heart music.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, fam. They ain't trying to see me on the ones no more. Tell me what's, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I've been distant, I've been chasing something different that I'm facing. They neglected, they just hated. Took my heart and they misplaced it. For that pure life, I go crazy. Wouldn't leave, need your faith. Need you now, come and fade. If I fall, would you fall with me? Cause I've been rolling in the city where you can't trust no more. Know he with me right now, but it just still with me. You. And we all know what comes with that. And we all know I put my trust in God cause he ride for me. Ride for me. You ain't trying to ride for me. Had a lot of pain, try to hide it like a side chick. They gon' say I've changed, but I've grown, you should try. Just another day, every day another fight. Time to pay the way, we just really on a wave now. Trust me, this ain't really nothing new. Yeah. Still gon' call me up when they need something. I don't rate that. Tired of lies, just ride with me for real. Or stay back. Wanna see me fall, but like the fan, I dodge that. They can watch me go. Trust me, they can watch me go. Trust me, they can watch me. Wait, who am I? Yeah, we gon' be alright, I'm talking you and I. Yeah, quit the politics and this ain't Channel 5. Hey, man, had a spit on them, now they looking like the drone sound. Hey, dead, dead. And you ain't really with me, had a fake that. Claiming you a one, but you ain't hit back. But I'd rather get a check than get a text. If I fall, would you fall with me? Cause I've been rolling in the city where you can't trust no more. Know he with me right now, but is he still with me? It's you. Yeah, you. And we all know what comes with that. And we all know I put my trust in God cause he ride for me. Yeah. Ride for me. He ain't tryna ride for me. Had a lot of pain, try to hide it like a side chick. They gon' say I've changed, but I've grown, you should try. Just another day, every day, another fight. Tryna pay the way, we just really on a wave now. Trust me, this ain't really nothing new. Yeah. Yeah, I've been
for me, then nothing can come against me. I
I can't do nothing. From his loving hand comes deliverance. From his love, every stronghold has been dismantled. Every chain and every curse is cancelled. Cannot be defeated.
I guess I'm undefeated.
Not in my DNA.
His victory I repeated.
Jesus leading me in a victory procession.
No weapon formed will prosper.
He will fight for me.
That blood that dripped from the thorns
gives me victory.
And I'm just living in victory. Hey. Losing has become my history. Hey. And if my God is for me, hey, then nothing can come against me.
So yes, that was Riot For Me by AP, and right after that was Conquering by Reactive. So we're talking everything new car, first time driver, first time experience, you know. It's basically like a new baby being born, or you've just come out of preschool basically. And that's just basically the feeling that you get when you're going into your first car. So we're just going to talk about everything new and stuff that you need to consider as a first-time driver, and obviously to get more experience. So firstly, we all know that to drive you need a driver's license or a learner's permit. But even when you have a learner's permit, you obviously have to have, okay, not obviously, but you have to have an experienced driver with a license sitting at the passenger seat that is able to guide you in case of, you know, anything that you need, maybe an emergency. But like we've been saying, yeah, so you need a driver's license or a learner's permit license. You need to make sure you pass, because we have a lot of people that either go to a fly-by-night school, maybe someone that just did it on the side for them, got them a learner's, and maybe they learned to drive from their uncle who lives in the backyard. Well, please ensure that you do things the legal way, because that's the only way that will help keep our roads safe and we'll be able to sustain our cars more. We're able to build more with this stuff and go further with technology, so that we should make sure that we are getting our permits from the right places. So obviously make sure that your company is registered wherever you're getting your license. Check online, check the reviews, check the stats, you know, ask a few people that know a couple of things about getting your driver's license and about getting a brand new car. Basically, get yourself informed. Don't go out there in the dark or blind and expecting things to just happen, or expecting every place that you go to, every person that you meet, to be genuine, because it's just not like that. Unfortunately, this is how we are. It's a broken world. We have to fix it. But for now, we have to be aware of everything that is going on around us. So basically, we just need to make sure that whatever company that we're registering with is legit, making sure that the driver's license is legit, whether it be the driver's license or the learner's permit. Basically, just ensuring that you're on this right spot, and obviously taking into consideration what you need to know, what you need to purchase in order to have a brand new car and to be driving on the road. Because it's not just something that happens. You don't just get a license, and then all of a sudden you start driving. There's a lot of things that you need to take into consideration, which we'll not go into depth with. But anyway, getting your first car. So we're going to discuss a couple of things, and also coming up is a list of 10 cars that are ideal for first-time drivers, which also obviously give you a good proper first-time driving experience. You know, you don't want anything too harsh, you don't want something that's going to give you a problem to control, or maybe the dynamics are a bit too complicated and you've never driven before. So obviously it's something that we should bear in mind. You don't need a complicated car, hence why there are specific cars which are recommended with settings which are rather more easy to adjust to, should I say. I believe that's the right word to use, more adjustable, and basically cars that you can use on an everyday that won't give you too much of a problem. And so basically it's just that, being for you being able to manage your car. So yeah, first up on our list with no particular order is our Skoda Citigo hatchback. And just talking about the display of the car generally, without going into detail of what the car consists of, the fuel consumption, and basically how the car runs. Just looking at this car, this does look like a very good first car. I mean, there's nothing to complain. Obviously, it might not necessarily be your style or choice of car, but it does look like a very genuine, very good car that you want to use as a first-time driver. I mean, I wouldn't mind that. I mean, that's not, I'm not saying that that's a car that I'll buy personally, but yeah, it's not a bad first car. So anyway, the Skoda Citigo has been among our first best car champions for a long while. As a complete package for first-time drivers, it's near unbeatable and scores highly for the first-time buyer. Not only is it economical, whichever of the modern petrol engines you go for, but some models also fall into insurance group 1, meaning it's one of the cheapest cars on the market to insure. And basically that's one of the things, one of the main things you want to look at, insurance. It's something that every driver has to stress about. I mean, someone that's not stressing about insurance is basically someone that is not taking into consideration basically road risks. And I think it's something that we should all be thinking about, because we may be this so-called perfect driver, and I put that in inverted commas, but you never know who you're driving with on the road. I mean, maybe you have all your experience and you're a good driver, or maybe you're okay, because this is a first-time driver show, you're a first-time driver and you're not so experienced, so you are very skeptical and are afraid to cause an accident. But because there's this driver that is experienced and has been driving for long, they happen to bump into you because they are used to the modern ways or routes of the road. And we know personally from the experience in South Africa, drivers are terrible on the road. Like, if you are not a South African, or if you have never driven in South Africa, it's very tough, eh? You might not enjoy it necessarily. I mean, from personal experience, like I said, I am not a driver, but I've been on the passenger seat. I've seen the frustrations people go through when they drive, and it's not something that is generally nice to see. I mean, when we drive on the road, we expect people to follow the rules, but not everybody is like that. And so we have to have insurance. Insurance is going to help you cover costs of your car, obviously depending on how long you've been using the car for and how long you've been with the insurance, your premiums and your accidents, basically the amount of damage that is done to the car. And the period of time, the duration in between those damages, will also determine your insurance rates. But it is best that we get insurance, because insurance will help us cover costs that we cannot, especially in the long run. So yes, please do look out for insurance. But anyway, back to the Citigo. We also reckon that the Citigo is one of the most stylish cars in its class. It's pretty good and fun to drive too. While the Citigo has the same underpinning as a Volkswagen Up and seats me, it's the cheapest of the three to buy, and value for money is likely to be top priority for people buying a first car. Both the VW and seats are still well worthy of consideration though. If you prefer their looks to the Citigo, well, it's up to you. But yeah, I think I believe that I'd rather go for the Volkswagen, because I'm not necessarily a fan of these other cars. Not to say anything against them, I have completely nothing against them. They are good cars, but generally I wouldn't go for the other cars because it's just not the kind of car that I like. So please do have a look at the Citigo. So second on our list is the Ford Fiesta hatchback. Now, again, on just the general style of the car and the look on the outside, the Ford Fiesta is a nice car, a beautiful car, and this is a car that I don't mind driving. Once again, I mean, I'm looking at this car, the style is just so beautiful. Looking at the LED lights and I'm looking at the front plates, this car is not a bad car. I mean, generally on a daily basis I would drive this car any day. Obviously I would give it a few tweaks here and there, you know, change the style up a bit, like with the color and pimp it up, but otherwise, even on its own, just driving this car, you can feel that, okay, I'm driving a first car, but this car is not a bad car. It's actually generally a good car and something that you definitely want to drive. So the Ford Fiesta is a real household name and frequently sits at the top of the best sellers list. It's a terrific car to drive, and thanks to an innovation called Mikey, it's a car that parents can confidently entrust a younger family member to. Wow, that is a key feature. I mean, if the car is labeled to be trustworthy with younger family members, then it should get you thinking. I mean, that's something that we also want to take into consideration. If, for example, you have a son or a daughter or a nephew or a niece, any family member that generally tends to be younger than you, and maybe they want to take your car for a spin. You know, a car is not a toy. It's not something that you play with. So safety is something that you'll definitely take into consideration. It's more easier for you to lend your car to someone that's much older, someone that's more mature, that you believe your car is in safe hands. I mean, who's going to give their car to someone who is going to crash their car? It's an obvious. I mean, you're not going to give your car to someone who does not know how to drive, because your car is going to come and crash and you end up with all the costs. So definitely the Ford Fiesta is something to look at, something that you can trust with younger family members. It also helps them keep the car safe. It helps you to stay safe, and you won't have to be paying for any expenses to your car that you didn't do. So look out for the Ford Fiesta hatchback. It is a beautiful car generally. Like I said, it is a car that I wouldn't mind driving myself. So the Ford Fiesta also enables a number of behavior related settings to be imposed, such as maximum speed, a seatbelt reminder, and even a maximum volume for the stereo. So with regards to the maximum speed, it's obvious someone who is young is not going to drive at 60 or 40 kilometers per hour, let's just say. That is a given. They're going to want to top that speed up. Generally for myself, I always tell myself, if I had to get a Lamborghini right now at this age, I don't even know if I'll come out alive, because I'm going to step on that gas. Literally, I literally tell people around me that if I happen to get hold of a Lamborghini Aventador right now at this moment, I'm going to go straight to a freeway and I'm going to drive that thing till it's out, basically. So generally, because this car has speed limiter, so it allows you to keep your car safe. So if a younger person is driving, chances of them crashing or causing accidents are less, because now there's a maximum speed limit and a seatbelt reminder. Seatbelts, something that is irritating, but sometimes we have to get into the habit of it. It's just a habit thing. So I'm generally, when I'm getting into a car, especially that I'm not the driver, but it's a thing that wherever I get into a car and I'm in the passenger seat right next to the driver, it's automatic. I put on my seatbelt because I'm considering the safety risks. I'm considering the chances that what if we have an accident, not necessarily that the driver is not safe, but we don't know who's driving on the road. And maybe it could happen that we are at an intersection on the road and there are traffic lights. So our traffic lights flash green, but the other side flashes red, and the driver, you know, we get drivers, unfortunately in South Africa, like I said, we have bad drivers, but we get drivers who happen to just drive past red traffic lights. So imagine we bump into that guy or woman, or that person bumps into us. it's going to be bad. So the seat belts help us to stay in our seats. In case the car doesn't roll over, we'll be in good hands. So seat belt reminder. I mean, another thing that why I would say the seat belt reminder is also a good thing is because one of my pastors, the pastors from the church that I go to, and in his car, when you sit there in the passenger seat, as soon as you sit, once you start driving, like, I don't know how long does it take, but after a while, a very short while, if the car is moving and you do not have your seatbelt on, you'd hear this beeping sound, and generally that sound is like irritating. Eventually you'd want to kill it, and the only way to kill it is to put on your seatbelt. Seatbelt reminder, a very awesome feature that's good for keeping your driver safe, for keeping your car safe, and it also helps with people with short memory or maybe for elderly people. Seatbelt reminder, because they might forget that they need to put their seatbelts on. So the seatbelt reminder is definitely a brilliant feature. And volume limiter, or maximum volume for the stereo, should I say. Volume control, I wouldn't necessarily say it's too much of a problem. I mean, the only time it becomes a problem is if you're playing on your stereo and you're playing really loud and it's preventing you from hearing the traffic around you. Maybe there's commotion around you and you wouldn't even know. And next thing, bam, you crashed. So controlling the volume, I believe it does help, but only to a specific extent. It's not that much, so I'm not gonna down talk that, but generally from my own perspective, I wouldn't say volume on the stereo is too much of a problem. So anyway, the settings are coded to one key, but normalized settings take over when another key is used. This way, every member of the family can enjoy a car that may be a little more expensive than some other cars, but it's a good ideal car, more spacious and more practical than any other car. Than a lot of other cars, rather. Granted, you don't get as much standard equipment as you do on the Hyundai i10, but the Fiesta is much more comfortable on the motorway, and some models are just as cheap to run. One thing that doesn't count against the Ford, especially when compared to Kias, Hyundais and Toyotas, it's very average 3-year 60,000 mile warranty, but with any luck, this concern will be well outweighed by the smile it can put on your face. So that is quite some stuff for the Ford Fiesta. Generally, just even if you don't know anything about cars, but just on those reviews, definitely I am sold. I am definitely for the Ford Fiesta. So do look at the Ford Fiesta as one of your first cars. Consider it. I would go for it. I believe you would too. If I would go for it, and believe me, I have good taste in cars. I'm not just saying it just for the fact of saying it or because I'm doing the car show with you, but it is a beautiful car. And moving right along, our Peugeot 208 hatchback. You know, this is a thing whereby whenever we move on to a different car, first thing I look at is the outlook. I mean, not that I'm going to choose my car on how it looks outside, but at the same time, I'm not going to get a car that doesn't seem appealing to me. That's like getting a girlfriend that you don't like. Who does that? So generally, yeah, I mean, I look at the car on the outside. So looking at the Peugeot 208 and just the outside structure, it looks a bit boxy. Not necessarily boxed, but yeah, it looks like a really tight car, but generally doesn't look too bad, not too shabby, hey? Close to sporty, but not really there. But I love the outlining on this car, it's brilliant. So anyway, the Peugeot 208 is the latest in a long line of stylish small cars from the French brand. It may not be as fun to drive as the Ford Fiesta, but it looks sophisticated inside and out. It's also an easy car to own. Peugeot's Just Add Fuel package provides all you need for the first 3 years on the road, including road tax, servicing, and insurance. Okay, that is a bargain, actually. So, for your first 3 years, your fuel is covered, your insurance, tax servicing. What more do you want? I mean, generally a beautiful car. Like I said, it's not necessarily the kind of car that I would like. I don't have anything against it. I don't have, in case you're thinking about this, I don't have anything against French cars. By the way, I'm French speaking. You might have known from our earlier shows, but yeah, you might have noticed from our earlier shows, but generally I'm not a fan of rather small cars or hatchbacks. There are a few that get to me, like the Ford Fiesta, and the hatchback that I've actually liked the most is actually the Ford Focus. That is a beautiful hatchback, by the way. One car I'll definitely drive, like without a doubt. There's nothing in that car that I say that I wouldn't like if I had to get it for the first time. So anyway, drivers under 21 may need a telematics box installed in the car to record driving habits, but this shouldn't be intrusive, and free insurance represents a huge saving. It's well worth it because the 208 is a very comfortable car and comes with plenty of standard equipment. The entry-level 1.0-liter petrol model is sufficiently powerful for those using the car around town, and it is capable of 65.7 meters per gallon. And overall, the 208 is a great-looking car and very cost-effective way to get on the road. And basically, something that is common with the cars that are mentioned here is that they are very cost effective. So we're gonna look at the Hyundai i10 hatchback. Generally, Hyundai i10, for me, looking at this car is definitely boxy. A car that I do not like, but at the same time, I wouldn't mind the Grand i10. Like I said, hatchbacks are not my style, so I prefer the Grand i10 over the i10. Yeah, that's just how I am. So anyway, while South Korea has demonstrated that it makes mobile phones that are hard to beat, the Hyundai i10 says exactly the same thing about how good the country is at making small cars too. The i10 is affordable to buy, very well equipped, and offers the peace of mind that comes with a 5-year warranty available only with 5 doors. It's more practical than many rivals, and your friends won't feel too cooped up in the back. It's pretty good to drive too, as well as sharp to look at, while the engines combine good fuel economy and decent performance. The 1.0 liter version returns 65.7 meters per gallon. Generally, yeah, that's a good car. Fuel efficient, all these cars basically are fuel efficient, and that's something you definitely want to look at when you're buying your first car. So yeah, we're keeping it locked, we're keeping it real. And you know, just that before we go into the next part of this, I'm just gonna leave you with some awesome music. So listen to this.
Dying for, remove any desire for pain. Rapid Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business. From mobile sales and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call Rapid Trade on 011 493 9755. Rapid Trade, ahead of the game.
So yeah, that was lit. That was awesome. I mean, I love the music, by the way. But going into our car number 5, and like I said in the beginning, this is in no particular order. We're not saying any car is better than the other, but our 5th car that we're going to speak about today is the Volkswagen Polo hatchback. And generally looking at this car is stunning. I love the style, love the color. Generally, it's a beautiful car. I love the shape of the LED lights, the detail into this car. I mean, generally, you can see the originality of the VW in the car, but at the same time, it has this different style to it. So, generally, a beautiful car. I mean, I love it. I love the custom, the standard rims too. This is a beautiful car. Car wouldn't mind any day. I believe this car, well, I'll personally give it a tag or a name, should I say. And this car I would call the chick magnet. So yeah, this car is very, very beautiful car that you can drive on in every day. And it looks like a beautiful car to drive, like maybe even on a Sunday, you know, you're going out for a braai and you're going to meet a couple of friends, you know. This is a general car that you would love to drive. The Volkswagen Polo is a household name that's recognized for its classy design, sturdy quality, and its impressive ability to hold on to its value. Now, in its 6th generation, the latest Polo looks sportier and wider. And the increase in dimensions means there's more space inside too, with a boot that's now 25% larger. Technology has also taken a big step up, with features like digital active info display instrument cluster and adaptive cruise control shared with much more expensive machinery. A broad selection of the engine is offered, but the 1.0 liters are most likely to appeal to anyone buying their first car. The 64 and 74 bhp versions are modern engines that are perfectly at home around town, but if you can stretch to it, the turbocharged 1.0 liter tsi with 94 bhp is our pick of the range, with livelier acceleration making it adept at tackling country roads and motorways. And our number six is the Mini. Mini, beautiful car also. Very sporty looking car. Wouldn't mind driving this. The shape is good, though it reminds me more of like Mr. Bean's car. I don't know. Every time I look at this car, well, not every time, but a lot of times I just date back to long time ago when we used to watch Mr. Bean in his small little car. I don't know what it was called. I'm sorry. Yeah, I know you'd expect me to know better. I mean, this is the car show. This is where we talk about cars, and I do apologize. So after this, I'll make sure that I go and learn the name. But as for you, the Mini is one of the most expensive cars on today's list, but there's no denying its desirability and upmarket image. It's definitely a car people want rather than need, but backs this up by being a genuinely excellent choice and, if you can afford it, a great first car. It handles brilliantly, rivaling the Fiesta in this regard, and the retro chic design has struck a chord with fashion conscious buyers. Since Mini was released, relaunched in 2001, the retro theme continues inside, where you'll find the famous oversized central speedometer that now surrounds the car infotainment screen on the downside. The three-door version isn't particularly spacious inside. The rear seats are tricky to use and the boot is very small. The entry-level Mini 1 model is cheap to run. Engineered by BMW, the Mini also excels for build quality, with a durable feel inside and out. And generally for me, I already mentioned the fact that I do not like small cars, and this car, apart from the looks outside, I wouldn't drive this car because it's just too small for me. And if by any chance you happen to know me personally, I'm someone who is very tall, by the way. So me and small cars, we cannot do. So moving on to number 7, Citroën C1 hatchback. So the Citroën makes it onto our list for today for a number of compelling reasons. Firstly, it's characterful and fun car to look at and to drive. Secondly, it's extremely attractively priced. And thirdly, it's covered by Citroën's Simply Drive scheme. Like the Peugeot scheme outlined above, this package includes road tax, servicing and insurance for 3 years. As with the Peugeot, a telematics box will be required in order for drivers aged 18 to 21 to qualify for free insurance, but it won't stand in the way of your enjoyment of the car, and enjoy it you will. The C1 shares its mechanical structure with the Peugeot 108, which is also covered by the Peugeot Just Add Fuel scheme. And all models have an MP3 compatible stereo, field trim and above. You can catch us on our website, which is www.activefm.co.za. Catch us on iTunes Podcast. You can catch us on Google Podcast. You can catch us on YouTube and other shows to come. So don't miss out, and peace out. May God be with you. Drive safely. Enjoy your car. And I'm out. Thanks for today. And looking at the style of this car, definitely I am not down talking this car, but not a car I would drive. In terms of looks only, I'm not talking in terms of performance. So when the latest Toyota Aygo was released, the Japanese company wanted it to clearly be distinguished from the Citroën C1 and Peugeot 108, with which it shares many parts. Dressing the Aygo with a striking X-shaped grille means it's guaranteed to stand out from the crowd, and it can be fitted with a range of customizable options too. The current Aygo uses an updated version of the small 3-cylinder engine that powered the previous model. It's economical and even sounds good when you work it hard, which makes the smaller Toyota quite an enjoyable car to drive inside. The Aygo interior space is improved compared to the previous model, and build quality has taken a turn for the better too. Thanks to added sound deadening, the Aygo is fairly quiet car on the motorway, and it can also be spec'd with an automated manual gearbox to make light work of stop at urban traffic. As a final attraction, it benefits from Toyota's 5-year 100,000 mile warranty. Our second last, which is the Seat My hatchback. Bear with me, I do not know how to pronounce this word. I don't know, so forgive me for that, but I just call it the seat my or me. So the seat me is closely related to the Skoda Citigo. And just generally looking at the shape of the Skoda Citigo, they actually do really look alike, hey? Just come to think of it. The shapes are very similar. Maybe there's only a few differences in the features, but generally, if someone showed me these two cars and I haven't seen them, I would swear I saw the same car. Because, like, these cars, like, they look like twins. But anyway, the seats me is closely related to the Skoda Citigo, making it a great choice for a first car. Like the Citigo, the me is very affordable to buy, run, and insure, while also being surprisingly good and fun to drive. Its 1.0-liter petrol engine might only have a 59 or 74 bhp, but the Mi also doesn't weigh much, and three-cylinder motor is enthusiastic and rather tuneful, while able to return up to 64.2 meters per gallon. Couple these elements with precise steering and plenty of grip, and the Mi is in its element around town or twisting roads. Perhaps even more surprisingly, given its small size, the Mi can also tackle a long motorway journey without turning its driver or passengers into a nervous wreck. Last but not least, the Vauxhall Atom hatchback. When I look at this car, firstly, I don't know. I think I saw my own things, but there might have been an Opel that looks like this. Wow. Okay. Are these people making similar car, or did I see my own thing? I thought I saw an Opel. Okay, anyway. So, moving right along. The Vauxhall, I've never heard of this car before, by the way, but the Vauxhall Atom was introduced, and it was very obvious that its designers were inspired by cars like the Mini and Fiat 500. Okay, yeah, this car does actually look like a Fiat. Its core appeal is that there are so many permutations of color, trim, accessories, and options that you really can own an Atom to suit your taste. Although the cost of these choices can quickly mount up, the Atom is a small car, smaller than the Vauxhall Corsa, with which it shares its mechanical platform, and that rather restricts the amount of space in the back and in the boot, sadly. It's not the most entertaining car to drive either, falling a long way short of the Mini and Fiesta, while it feels a little contrived next to the retro-inspired Fiat 500.
What's up, everybody? This is Lily Million, and you are listening to Active FM. Christ music is hot music.
So, that's a wrap. It's been real. It's been good. I enjoyed my time with you. As always, it's a pleasure to speak about cars, because cars are beautiful. Cars, whenever I see cars, just basically, yo, my world literally brightens up. Especially beautiful cars, you know. These car companies are doing a lot of good things out there. The only thing is that these days we have a lot of cars that are produced for convenience sake, which is not really ideal, because now we have cars breaking down easily and you have to constantly be going to get your car repaired. So it's not something that is ideal. Obviously, it's for business. People do this for business purposes, but at the same time, it's also affecting people who don't necessarily have the budget and the means to do this. But anyway, we've spoken about our first time driver experience. We've spoken about the cars basically that we could use and have a look at as first time drivers. And these are cars that are fuel efficient. Cars that are, well, a few that have some features that assist you in terms of driving, or for young drivers, maybe help prevent crashes. This is your boy, DJ Gloire. I'm signing out, but before I leave you, you can catch us on our social media pages. Believe me, we are everywhere. Wherever you want to find us, you'll find us, because we are there. So you can catch us on our Instagram page. We are at ActiveFM777. Our Facebook page, which is /ActiveFM. And our Twitter page, which is ActiveFM777. You can catch us on Twitter at ActiveFM777. You can catch us on our website, which is www.activefm.co.za. Catch us on iTunes Podcast. You can catch us on Google Podcasts. You can catch us on YouTube. and many other shows to come. So don't miss out, and peace out. May God be with you. Drive safely, enjoy your car, and I'm out. Thanks.
Peace. Now. Hear this.
Christ music is hot music. Yeah, the bio.
Let's just say I heard the truth.
Jesus, see you. Ooh. great.